Two Gals, One Pal. Woo! Featuring your two friends.
And today's guest is the Holy Spirit.
The baby Jesus.
Because today it's a winter episode.
Quimus. Happy Quimus.
Oh, yeah, Quimus. We had a lot of winter episodes. I'm stupid.
Our pal today is a bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah, we have a bottle of Prosecco. Just going to get some lovely ASMR vibes there of it opening there now.
ASMR.
I can't do this.
You can.
I really can't.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, how does this open? Oh,
there you go.
Oh, then it's a scary bit.
Sophie's twisting the cap. Oh. Oh. So.
That was so scary! Are you ready?
Are you ready for fizz?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yurt.
The most bougie yurt that ever was.
Oh, wonderful.
Happy Christmas.
Oh, no, my nose. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, she's floral. She's floral, folks.
Definitely the taste of woody undertones and 11% alcohol from Tesco.
Yeah, it tastes Italian. It tastes Italian.
Definitely a Tesco finest range.
Yeah, fuck.
And Kate, what have you been up to since we last spoke? It's been a while. Do you know what I mean?
That was a very like a minor key there with this. Doesn't it? I feel like I'm in mass.
I matched that really well.
With him in him. I feel like this we can.
In the unity of the Holy Spirit. Trap remix. True with him. Don't knock over the laptop. Yeah. And you know, what have you been up to?
So, since we've last spoken, I suppose primarily, it's not about me, it's about you. You directed a panto. And it was super successful. And I'm going to insert applause here.
Thank you.
Fuck.
I know in one of the episodes, I think the last one in, that Dara's in, I think I just, that Dara and Steve, don't forget about Steve.
Don't forget Steve.
And yeah, so rehearsal's over now. It's all written, the show is done.
And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
In fairness, my cast were very good.
In fairness, though, without you, the cast couldn't have done it either.
The cast and everything, like, they're just amazing. And, like, I made some real good friends for life. Met one of them today and yesterday. There was 5 Davids on my cast. I repeat, 5 Davids on my cast with another character called Dave.
That's outrageous.
So I've had to call them all by their
character
names. So yesterday I met up with Gaston. Oh, and Gaston. Today I met up with Sean. Both David. And what else? I've also been given word that I am now directing the UCC musical for next year.
Well, fuck me up. Sophie.
So watch out for my production of Cabaret coming out in March. Coming out in March? What? That's definitely not clear.
Coming to a theatre not near you, you will need to travel.
To Cork City. We'll see how it goes.
What else?
I think that's it. No dates for me. As usual, haven't been on a date since July. So
we should go on a date soon.
Oh, baby, I thought this was a date.
If anyone wants to bring us on a date, like...
Well, if anyone wants to bring me on a date, please do. Please.
It'd be nice to just, like, see what it's like again. Like, if anyone slides in the Two Gals, One Pal DMs. I'm just going to be like, look, this doesn't need to be romantic, but we could just practice on each other.
Jesus, Kate.
not
it never works.
Not literally, but like figuratively.
Oh, that still sounds gross. Perhaps. I'm going home for Christmas tomorrow, so maybe Dublin Tinder will prove me wrong and maybe I'll be broadening a date late into this 2018.
Yeah.
But not too fussed, none too plus.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, fucking hashtag not too fussed, not too plus.
So if anyone wants to bring me a date before the end of 2018 or start off my 2019 on a positive note, even though I'll be in Cork for New Year's. Anyone want a good kissaroo at 12? Please don't call me. That ain't it, chief. Please.
Oh, I love that.
What have you been up to?
Literally nothing.
That's a lie.
Life is a lie. No, what have I been up to? Just working away, really, to be honest. Just working away. Deleted Tinder for 3 weeks, re-downloaded it. Yeah, that was interesting. I don't know, what else? I can't think of anything I've been up to, really.
You gave me my Christmas present.
Oh my god.
I was blessed on this day. Blessed.
Today I decided to bestow Sophie Flanagan.
Oh, fuck me up.
With her Christmas present. Sophie, do you want to take it from here?
So, myself and Kate are big fans of...
The Vlog Squad.
The Vlog Squad. The Vlog. We love the Vlog. Which that is ran by a man called... I'm burping because of the Prosecco.
The bubbly.
And the bubbly. All the bubbles. They'll come back.
The fucking bubbles.
Bubbles, man.
Michael Bublé.
So we are big fans of a thing called the Vlog Squad, of people called the Vlog Squad, the leader of which and who makes the vlogs is a man called David Dobrik. It's usually about 15 people that commonly appear in his vlogs. And there is one man in particular that has tickled my fancy, shall we say.
He's buttered her croissant quite some time.
His name is Matt Orking.
Matthew King.
At Matt Orr King.
I love him.
On Instagram and Twitter. His name is Matt King. He's an old Viner. If you all remember the, you're the one I love. Love on top. Beyonce Vine with guy in the car who's like moving all the time and he does all the different faces. And if you pause different times, he's a different face every second. It's fun. It's a good time. It's a great Vine. Well done, Matt. but he often appears in these vlogs. And Kate done a thing called Cameo, which is for 1 minute they talk to you.
So they're on first name basis now, basically.
Honestly, he said next time he comes to Ireland, because he is Irish, he's one of these American Irish people, and he's going to come to Ireland and hit me up.
He also called it Sophie on her...
My Tinder habits. So he called me a Tinder date minx, whilst I have not been on a date since July, which I want to say is 5 months ago. How many times can we mention Tinder in a 2000 pal? Feeling very blessed on this day. I did have a bit of a cry when I see Matt King's face. Very much thought it was going to be like Happy Christmas Sophie, kind of generic. And then he started talking about Two Girls, One Pal and Tinder and all my favourite things. So I'm touched and thank you so much.
So if Matt King is listening, what do you want him to know?
He knows about the podcast. So, and he thought the name was funny. So
fuck.
Honestly, if he's listening, Matt, love you. Tell Zane to hit me up.
I have one thing that I want to bring up to the table. Let's kick it old school for a second. Kick it old school, bitch. I don't think I've ever said those words in succession before. And I'm going to get real close to the mic really quick.
Oh, baby.
We're getting real close to the mic really quick. An old flame of Sophie's has appeared back in our lives recently through a Netflix special called Dumplin'. Myself and Sophie were hungover, lying down on each of our couches one Sunday morning, and we were like,
glorious, when I say glorious, blessed day also.
Blessed day.
Shall I continue?
You please.
I need to bring you through the series of emotions. So me and Kate, chillax and relaxing, max and all cool. That's definitely not the lyrics to that song.
It is.
Cool. So we're chilling. Me and Kate are like, let's watch something on Netflix. Let's treat ourselves. Let's watch a movie. Let's relax. Let's get in the zone. Get in the hungover space. And
ordered food.
Yeah, we ordered food. We had snacks. We were ready. And we were like, okay,
waistband pants.
Yes, we are here, ready for the day. And we go on Netflix and Dumplin', this new Netflix original. Seems fun. There's drag queens. There's Dolly Parton. There's a pageant.
There's Jennifer Aniston.
Mom and daughter conflict. Jennifer Aniston, always a winner.
Coming of age.
Yeah. Type gig. Dealing with weight issues. Harsh, but we're here for it. And then, so we put it on. We're living our best lives. The opening credits is a girl driven through a car. Names are flashing up. Like, it's a fun time. You're reading through... I don't usually read these things, so it's usually just like blank names on a screen that I don't read because I'm busy watching the scene. And then suddenly I decide to read a name. Big throwback. What is the name that pops up? But only the one, the only Luke Benward!
Fuck.
Honestly, I had to ice creamed. Kate didn't know what was happening. She thought I was having a conniption.
I really did.
I told her to go back, and Luke Benward's name appeared on the screen. I was here. He was in the movie. He was a solid kind of like secondary role. I lived for him. He was respectful. He had a kiss in it.
He loved always him. Had a lollipop in his mouth.
He always had a lollipop in his mouth. And honestly, I wish I was the lollipop.
Cavity.
Baby, you need to see the dentist.
My perspective on this whole thing, while you were very happy, I was very disappointed that he become successful again. Because in my head, I was like, we would have a higher chance of reaching out to him and getting him on this podcast.
You never know, his career still could fail.
And that's all we want. That's all we want.
We want his career to fail, him to give up and become a recluse in Cork City.
Yeah.
Move out to Cork City. And then we'll meet and I'll be like, oh my God, you're the guy from Minutemen. And we'll discuss.
Would you say it to him straight away? Would you be like, are you the dude from Minutemen?
Oh, 100%. Do you not think I'd take a picture and scrapbook the entire experience? I would strongly journal. Strongly journal meeting him.
I would take a
Do you not think I already have like a little gap in my diary being like journal. Matt King said my name today with like splashed with teardrops. Like
a hard journal. A hard journal.
A hard journaling session. Like pen to paper, like scribbling my emotions, like tears, like me.
But looking back on it, like it's perfect.
Like there's like tears in the page, there's sweat, there's spit, a bit of blood came from somewhere. Dripping from my ear, being like
tears.
Well, but yeah, Luke Bedwyrd, well done on your success.
We'll cling to
it. I can't believe we brought him back. I can't believe the mention in our podcast.
Brought him back.
Gave him back his career that
You're
he
welcome, Luke.
Truly deserved after his amazing, might I say. I've also returned to your EP. I'm speaking directly to you now. So you may not know, I don't know if I mentioned this, I think I did in the first episode, that Luke Bedwyrd has an EP.
Fuck.
Called Let Your Love Out. And honey, I truly did let my love out. It's fantastic. It is 3 songs, I think. It is Let Your Love Out by Luke Bedwyrd. It is Everyday Hero by Luke Bedwyrd. And a beautiful cover, obviously by Luke Bedwyrd, of Higher Love. Like Bring me a higher love. That's the only reason I know that song. It's true Luke Bedwyrd. I heard an ad one day. I was like, oh my God, this is Luke Bedwyrd. And then everyone was like, no, this is just a really famous song. And I was like, oh, so it's not. It's a song by Luke Bedwyrd. Yes, that would be a very hard journal session, should I say.
Do you know, recently I actually found some of my old journals. They're in a box. They're actually in a wicker suitcase.
That's so you. That's just so unbelievably you.
In a wicker suitcase underneath the futon in my room. It's a futon.
You futon your room. That's very fancy now.
Futon.
A futon.
It could sleep 3, but it slept 6 before. That's snort though. Fuck. Also, apologies about my voice. I've been kind of sick all week, and I just heard myself go fuck, and I was like, does that sound good?
Do you need to know your voice breaking?
Should I always be sick? Is this husky voice nice?
Phoebe Buffay.
Phoebe Buffay.
When she gets the flu.
Yes. I found a journal from Irish College. So when I was in first and second year in secondary school, I went to Cluach na Phoblí Chlé, which is in Cape Clear in West Cork. And I don't know, I haven't told you this.
I don't think you have.
So I went there with my best friend, Shauna, for the first time, but she got sick and she left after the first week. So I was the only bedroom downstairs by myself, and there was like 2 dorm rooms upstairs, like with other girls, and they had all come in groups as well. So I was like the outsider with the downstairs room, do you know?
Mm.
And we got a new Canara. And for those of you who do not know what this is, an Irish college is basically like you go away for like 2 or 3 weeks during the summer, and you just speak Irish to learn it for like exams and stuff. And in my Irish college, we were placed in a house with a banantee, which means woman of the house who like take care of you and like washes your clothes and feeds you and shit. So in my house, there's 12 girls. And then next door was another house, but it was a boys' house.
Ooh, yeah, spicy drama. They did that on purpose.
Yeah. So we had a Canara, and our Canara, Siobhan, got sick. So we got another Canara in, but he was a boy. Oh. And we were all like, fuck, fuck, fuck. An 18-year-old boy, we were all like 13, we were like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And he played the saxophone. And I was Jeez. Like, I feel like that's what ignited my fucking taste.
In musicians?
In musicians, yeah. It's a taste.
Firm, strong flavor, that boy.
Flavor. It's a floral flavor. I can't remember what his name was, which is such a shame. But anyway, so I was having a shower. I had my own little shower downstairs as well. And I was in the shower, washing up, doing the bits, and
Jesus,
doing exits and the fire alarm goes off. And it's like...
I think you maybe mentioned this before. There's a vague memory of a fire alarm.
So the fire alarm goes off.
And a towel.
In my head, because my room was next to the kitchen, in that minute, I smelled smoke. Even though I was in the shower with suds in my hair, I had psychologically made myself think I could smell fire. And I was like, I'm dead. Like, that's it. All that I could see to cover myself to run outside was the little foot towels, you know, the ones that are on the floor.
Oh, Jesus, Kate.
So, like, it covered the front of me.
It did not cover the back of you?
Not the rump. The rump was on show.
The rump was on display.
So I ran outside.
For all bidders to vote and to bid on.
So I ran outside and all the girls were outside and they were all like getting ready for the Kaylee. So like we're all like getting ready, do you know what I mean? Like fucking
glam, full yeah, glam.
Glam, like Elizabeth Arden, like fucking put on with a trowel. Like Essence fucking lip gloss.
Bitch, yes. Oh my god. Blue eyeshadow to accentuate your brown eyes, do you know what I mean?
Fuck. Do you remember the Rimmel Juicy Tube lip gloss?
My sister was obsessed.
See, I knew a girl that just ate them. She would just like put it in.
You just like,
yeah,
have a snack. Like, in, do you want to make it on all I have?
In class, and she'd like fucking.
I fucking forgot about them.
Because it was like a
viscous liquid. I think I had a couple of them.
And she would just be like.
Do you remember when it was like only a few years ago, about 5 years ago, when everyone came up saying them baby lips things from Rimmel?
Oh, so stupid.
They were gorgeous though.
Yeah, but like they were so overpriced and unnecessary.
Yeah, you could get the knockoff ones and pennies, which don't the same thing.
So Kate runs outside naked at a
Jesus Christ, that's traumatic.
At a vulnerable 13 years old.
It's very young to be going to Gaeltacht now.
It is. So hopped out. Then I was like, where is everybody? So I was like, so picture me, right, standing at the doorway, right. Everyone's in front of me, towel covering my front. I was like, good. Everyone's up front of me like it's grand, do you know? And I just heard, and the fucking camera was behind me. And I just went, oh no. Like I felt like all of my insides wither away. Like, so oh, I like.
That's ran. Like a scene from a movie.
Oh man, my life's a fuck. Anyway, so I did like a sharp, like.
A sharp turn.
Like a sharp pivot, right? And as I pivoted, I just heard like, woo! And stuff in the back.
Oh no, all the boys!
The fucking boys are coming back from fucking swimming in the pier. So, and what did I do in that moment? What do I resort to in times of panic?
Please don't drop the towel.
No! Not next to
the Please don't drop the towel and just work it.
Drop that down to the end. So what do I do? You know me. What do I do when I get panicked? I make really bad jokes.
Cry.
Oh. I cry and I make really bad jokes. So I just turned and no one said anything. Like all the girls, like
they were in shock because
they were
in shock,
but they were also like pitied me. Like they weren't bitches. Do you know what I mean? They weren't like sniggering. And I just went, they saw the whole of the moon. And that was it. That was the whole situation. And I was just like, is the house on fire? They're like, it's a fire drill. And I went back to my room, started crying and
like backed up in the place.
Like moonwalked back to my room and told everyone I had stomach ache and I couldn't go to the Kaylee that night and I just cried and journaled about it. And then the next day.
Yeah, fair. I'd be in bits, to be honest.
And the next day I just pretended like nothing happened. It was fine.
Jesus.
I
would be traumatized as a
victim. Traums. But anyway, Kate's an oversharer.
Speaking of speaking of journaling, I think, and listeners out there, please DM us. If you want this to happen.
We could put up a poll on the Instagram.
Yeah, I think we should put up a poll on the Instagram. I know Kate journals a lot.
Yeah.
Kate once told me that she used to sit in a certain spot in the geography building to write poems.
About relationships I hadn't had yet.
And I was a strong journaler through my youth. I think I journaled my entire... I kept a diary from the age of, I think, 13 to about 17.
Yeah,
But I have two books filled of just memories and like feelings, and this was through like pivotal moments in my life. So in it I have like the first time a boy ever told me he liked me and stuff like that, and I was just yeah,
that's so magic.
Yeah, I have it? All that recorded.
I have some of that too,
which was the age of 14. Thank you for having me blocked on Facebook. I was 14 almost 10 years ago. Holy Jesus. Yeah. Almost 10 years ago. Please unblock me. I want to see if your dog is still alive.
I was invested in your dog.
I well and truly was. We both were.
So guys, if you would like to hear some of our journals.
Yeah.
Let us know.
So it is Christmas time. So it's our Christmas episode. We should probably stop talking about journaling and Luke Benward. And
never.
Again, honestly, never. And Kate, what is your favourite Christmas movie of all time?
The Grinch.
Really?
I love. Oh no, Love Actually.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Love Actually,
I will watch any time of the year. But I don't even think of that in my brain as Christmas. Like, I love that a lot.
I also love The Holiday.
Oh, I love The Holiday.
A Berry Kiss. My favourite.
I'm dead. Want to live in the cottage and have a bath. In the bath, in the cottage.
The only thing I didn't like about that film was Cameron Diaz.
Oh, really?
I'm not a big fan of her.
Why?
I don't know.
Princess Fiona. Princess Fiona. And that's exactly how they say it when they introduce her. When the mirror introduces her. I'm so sorry that I know that so well.
Can you do it again? Do it again.
Princess Fiona. And you can listen back and that will be how the mirror says
it. I'm gonna... quick note to editing Kate there. Do a compare and contrast of Princess Fiona.
Lord Farquaad, you've chosen
Princess Fiona.
That's hilarious. What about you? What's your favourite Christmas movie?
Oh, Love Actually 100%.
What's your least favourite one?
The Grinch.
That's your least favourite?
I find him, I love Jim Carrey and stuff. Like, I don't know, I just don't, like, I'm always like, okay. Like, I just, like, never find it, like, an appealing film.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to hear about the worst Christmas morning experience I've ever had?
Yeah, go on.
Top up?
Oh, yes, beach.
Very good. Oh, yeah, some more bubbles.
Fuck me up. I'm going to have to, like, re-listen to that when I'm listening to this. Shit.
Oh.
It's tradition in my house. Do you know the way every, like, house has traditions for Christmas? Tradition in my house is that I sleep in my older sister's bed. Yeah, she's 28. I'm 24. We still do that.
That's very cute.
We buy each other pajamas.
Well, and it's, I love hearing other people's traditions. It's so nice.
So that's like the tradition in the house. Yeah. And then every morning, the youngest has to wake us all up. So like that's
of course tradition. Of course, tradition. Same in my house.
Yeah. So the youngest wakes us all up, and it's now turned into more of a, like, a fuck off and come back in an hour sort of thing. And we can't get out of bed until mom and dad get out of bed. So then dad always goes down the staircase first, followed by mom, followed by Nia, followed by me, followed by Taylor, followed by Michaela, like age. And then we're like, because there, when you come down the stairs on the right hand side, there's the sitting room / kitchen. And on the left hand side, there's the good room. And when we were younger, we're like, because there's a fireplace in both of them. We'd be like, where did Santa go? So we'd be like, is it in this room? Is it in that room? Whatever. So we'd always like pause at the bottom of the stairs. And one year, we had a bird called Joey. He was a yellow canary. And we were coming down the stairs. Okay, so Joey was my bird, okay? And because I'm the biological youngest and also the way I am, none of my family thought that I would feed Joey. So they all fed him for me
without so he was really fat.
Consulting each other. But I actually did feed Joey. So Joey was fucking huge, right? We're coming down the stairs, and as we are, Joey probably perked up, and he was like, oh, good morning, family. I'm just going to have a quick sip of water here. Joey gets stuck in the water feeder, right? His neck gets stuck in the water feeder. It was like the thing where they have to, like, put the head. Joey drowned on front of us on Christmas morning. But while he was drowning, and this is, like, awful, right? We couldn't help him. Like, we couldn't. But he's just like flailing inside the cage, and my mum takes off her dressing gown, puts it over the cage, and goes, we'll say a prayer to baby Jesus.
So we go over to the manger and we say a prayer to baby Jesus.
So we're all saying our fucking Christmas, you could just hear the bird wings flapping underneath the thing, and then suddenly not anymore. And it was just the weirdest Christmas ever.
That's
How have you never told me that before?
I don't know.
It's grim though, isn't it?
That's fucking awful.
Tell me about your Christmas traditions.
My Christmas traditions is... My Christmas tradition is... So in recent years, it's obviously developed since like grandparents and stuff passed away and stuff like that. So it's like, so what we do is we go to mass. I never get communion because I'm quite atheist, I think. To my Auntie Ailish's and Joe's for Sambo's.
Lovely.
So we have like ham sandwiches who, like, I might say, like, she like, we all leave mass at the same time and somehow we get to her house and she has sandwiches ready in like 5 minutes. And she has like Tato everywhere.
That's impressive.
And she's just like shoveling like Prosecco into your hand. It's like the greatest time. So
no
like,
glasses,
most,
just pouring it into your
yeah,
hands.
Most of the family's there. Like sometimes not everyone arrives, but like we're always there. Like my family's always there, but like some of the cousins aren't. Grand, because I have cousins that live in Dublin and everything.
Get in.
And then we are always allowed to open one present on Christmas
I love
Eve.
That.
And but in recent years, my mum has made up special presents specifically to open on Christmas Eve. Because she knows we like, we know, she knows we like that. She, it only started a couple of years ago when she was like, no, I have the present for you. And Christmas Eve, and we were like, what? So she's incorporated, because we always get new pyjamas for Christmas Eve anyway. So she's incorporated that into the present. So we'll get like that. And she always gets us like a little bottle, of, like the mini bottle of Prosecco. So we have then a glass of Prosecco when we go home. So then
that's
I'm,
really cute.
So then I go straight to fucking sleep.
Yeah.
I'm drunk at this stage.
That's so lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice. But the only thing is this year, my sister moved out 2 days ago.
Is she coming over for Christmas?
She's obviously coming to her... She only lives like a 5 minute drive away. Like, she lives the other side of town. Like, she's not in any way far. She still lives in Drogheda. But I don't know if she's going to be there for Christmas Eve.
Oh, she'll have to be.
No, I think she's staying in her own house for Christmas Eve. Like, I know. Like, and I've had chats with her being like, you have to come over in your pajamas. Because I am not putting up with... Because, like, I am the one who comes
How
into...
How dare you grow
no,
up?
No, I'm the one who goes into her room... And wakes her up. And we get up. And she always takes like an hour to wake up. Like,
rude.
When you were like, oh, you have to wait an hour. I was like, no. You get up when I say you get up. Like, so we always have to wait an hour. So now I have to wait. I have to wait until Katie is ready to get up. I'm going to be calling her at like 8 a.m. being like, get the fuck up.
Do you remember thought Katie was someone else?
What?
Do you remember when I thought Katie was someone else?
Katie, my sister. Oh, when you thought Katie was someone else? Anyway. So I'm going to be calling her being like, get up, you're coming over. And I had a discussion with her being like, you have to come over in your pajamas. And she was like, no, like, I'm coming over ready. And I was like, that's going to take you days. It's going to be it's going to be New Year's by the time you get to the house and I can open my Christmas presents. Like, I was like, you're coming over in your pajamas. You can bring whatever you want in a bag. I was like, and get ready here. You still have a bedroom here.
Fuck.
I was like, no, we're not doing this not in our Christmas
So fair,
place.
Like, so fair.
It's like, I'm the excited one about Christmas. Like, I always get so excited like presents.
Yeah, Christmas is great.
You get just a load of new shit. Like.
Do you miss the magic element of it, though? Do you know what I mean?
I was always really afraid of Santa growing up. So no.
What?
I was brought to visit Santa, I'd cry.
Tell me more about Santa.
About my fear.
Yeah.
I think it was just my general fear of straight white men.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
I don't know, any straight white men that intrudes your home. not a big fan.
Fuck.
But honestly... On the other hand, men that leaves me gifts without me having to do anything in reciprocation except be nice is a good time. Love a good sugar daddy. Honestly, the concept of sugar daddies will talk to us through Santa Claus. All we have to do would be nice for a whole year. And then we got a load of presents off this man we don't know.
Older man with a wife.
With a wife.
Who
beard
lives far
and
away
all,
and comes into town once a year.
And has many minions that are young. Honestly, parents, know what you're perpetuating.
Okay, so I have brought up a BuzzFeed quiz. It's called The Hardest Would You Rather Quiz Christmas Lovers Will Ever Take. Would you rather to give a gift or receive a gift?
Sorry, bitch, receive. Like,
fact. You're 49, like, you're in the 49%. So 49% of people actually said that. So,
well, like a bitch. Like, would who's you rather, getting stuff?
Would you rather drink eggnog or drink hot chocolate? Firstly, who has eggnog?
I don't know what eggnog is and I don't like hot chocolate.
Oh my god, what are you going to do?
Have a glass of Prosecco. Just say hot chocolate because I don't know what eggnog is.
Yeah, 89% agree with you. Would you rather kiss at midnight or kiss under the mistletoe?
Now this is a hard one. Do I want to... I feel like Christmas has like is family time.
Okay.
New Year's is like, let's get my freak on.
Okay. So midnight.
Yeah. Cause like New Year's is always like really disappointing anyway. So like
fact.
Yeah. 41% good at that.
Would you rather listen to Michael Bublé's second mention on the podcast?
Love him.
Christmas album or Mariah Carey's Christmas album?
Honestly, here we go. The Rat Pack Christmas album. If anyone has not listened to the Rat Pack Christmas album, you're gone from my life. The only thing that gets me in the Christmas mood, like, I don't care about, like, I love pop music to the end of this earth. Like, I'm the biggest pop stan. But pop music Christmas time is not the place. It is the Rat Pack. That's where it belongs.
Also, Perry
but also with this, Michael Bublé, because he does Rat Pack covers.
So Michael Bublé.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, Mariah Carey, go
46%.
Away.
Interesting. Would you rather have a white Christmas or go out of town on Christmas?
White Christmas.
Yeah, obviously.
Ew.
It was stupid. 81%. Would you rather eat Christmas cookies or eat candy canes?
Christmas cookies. Yeah, fact. Should have a cup of tea with them.
Fact. Would you rather watch Elf or Home Alone?
They're two of my favourites as well.
Oh, fuck.
So Home Alone. I was discussing this the other day with Gaston. Home Alone is the coziest of movies. Home Alone is my pinnacle Christmas aesthetic.
Cozy.
And because I recently went to Amsterdam as well, and I didn't even mention this.
Amsterdam.
Who Orla, who I went to Amsterdam with, will be on the podcast soon.
What up, Orla, bitch?
I can't wait for you to meet.
I can't either.
She's the best. She's the exact same sense of humour as us.
Class.
And she talked about you in Amsterdam like she knew you. It was the greatest. That's so like cute. You and Kate were talking about this, and I'd be like, that's so weird. You live in Canada. But it is the cozy. It's pinnacle Christmas aesthetic, and Amsterdam has captured this Christmas aesthetic from Home Alone and put it into, shoved it into real life aesthetics. That was a lot.
I'd love to see that town meeting where they just
where they decided they were like, we're gonna build the buildings on the canal. Like Kevin McAllister in
McAllister,
the Wet Bandits in. Let's build a town around it.
So Home Alone, yeah.
But I also love Elf.
Yeah.
I love the fun. But I think Home Alone, because it gives me truly Christmas fuzz feels.
Yeah, same.
But it was fun.
I really like Elf, but that scene with the fucking spaghetti with the sprinkles on it makes me feel sick.
Really? Time. I want to try it.
I don't.
Honestly, podcast episode, we should try that meal.
Nope. Shan't. Have you ever...
Mukbang.
Mukbang. Oh. So, Elf or Home Alone?
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Just for the feels. The Christmas feels.
Oh, 54%. Yeah, you're in the majority there. Would you rather make a quiz...
A Christmas.
Fuck. Quismas. Patrick Lahan, what's the crack? Would you rather make a Christmas wish or make a New Year's resolution?
A New Year's resolution. I always like bettering myself.
There's no like result.
It's just like fun.
Oh. Have you watched A Christmas Prince on Netflix?
No.
It is the most chick flick shit that you need. Like, it is just like fucking
good chick flick.
Put it in my veins. Like, it is amazing. Like, the storyline is something you've seen a million times before, but it is just glorious. Watch it, watch it.
But we never
it,
get that anymore because everyone's like, everything's so overdone every all but the time. But I'm like, I want it again.
I want it too. Like, I just slapped my face. It is so. Like,
I want it too. I want it too.
But it's the typical story, like, a journalist goes to a foreign country that has an English speaking monarch. And
Princess Diaries, fuck me.
Literally, and she gets mistaken as the new tutor for his younger sister, and they fall in love, and it's amazing, and it's just what you need.
Cool.
Santa's gonna be disappointed if you can't pass this Christmas quiz.
Fuck.
Will we do that?
Yeah, I hope it's a load
or
of questions.
Or eat Christmas Jesus. Dinner and see what country you belong
to. Yes! I love them kind of stuff.
That's so stupid.
Okay. So, Kate, pick an appetizer.
Oh, fuck.
There is stuff. Poblano peppers, lobster toast, mini meatballs, oysters, deviled eggs, or chicken wings.
Lobster toast.
Ooh, that's a bold choice. And then there's another appetizer. Do you do scallops au gratin, or cheesy garlic bread, mini egg rolls, crab stuffed mushrooms, potato croquettes, or baked brie? Honestly,
brie.
Myself, I can't pick between potato croquettes and baked brie, but the brie sounds
brie
awesome.
Yeah, brie.
Pick something to drink. Eggnog, mulled wine, spiced hot cocoa, sparkling wine.
Fuck.
Espresso or whiskey?
Yes.
Sparkling wine.
Yes.
Obviously, I picked it before you even said it. Pick a main dish. Pot roast, roast turkey, ham, shrimp scampi, Chinese takeout, or roasted duck.
Is this for Christmas?
Yeah, I think so.
Duck.
Who the fuck are you? It's ham, you bitch. Change it now. Ham, you're lucky. Pick a side dish. Brussels sprouts, buttermilk biscuits.
Biscuits? Oh, like American biscuits.
Savory scones, let's say. A garlic roasted potatoes, bacon wrapped asparagus, stuffing, or whole roasted cauliflower.
The potatoes.
Stuffing.
Oh no, stuffing. Yeah, no, you're dead right.
I'm just like making you pick all the things. I'm just no, like, no!
You're telling me what I want.
Pick something for dessert. Yule log cake. Ew.
No.
Tiramisu. Gross. No. Cheesecake.
Maybe.
Not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really like cheesecake that much. I like the biscuit base. I don't like the squidgy cheese. ginger snap cookies, brownies, or peppermint ice cream.
Brownies.
Honestly, in that pick, I would go for the cheesecake myself after shitting on it.
brownies, though. I love brownies.
Do you?
Yeah, I love
brownies. If they're shitely made, I hate brownies. Finally, pick a Christmas morning breakfast.
Fuck.
What do you do for Christmas morning breakfast before you
My mom puts on a huge spread.
Yeah, same.
Huge.
But I don't. I can't remember if my mom had done it last year because we have like a big Christmas breakfast and then we don't have lunch and then we eat dinner really late.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, because when people do dinner really early, it freaks me out.
I hate when people have dinner at 1 p.m. on a Sunday.
Weird. Weirdos, leave. Don't get in my life. Where the fuck's your lunch? Lunch is like the best meal of the day.
I also don't go to Mass on Christmas. I'm the only one in my house that doesn't go to Mass on Christmas.
Do you just stay at home?
I just stay at home. I'd feel like a fraud if I went, to be honest.
I just go for the tradition after.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't go, I couldn't go to the tradition after. But yeah. I don't involve myself in the communion. And then every single year, I annoy my parents. Because the same woman that sings every year, and she's like a beautiful singer in the church that we go to. She's a very old woman. And when she dies, I'm going to be truly sad, to be honest. Because it's like an iconic voice of when she sings Silent Night. Oh. And I always say to my parents, I'm like, fucking tune. When can I get this on my iPod, man? Is this on Spotify? Like,
who is
like,
this?
Sophie, you make this. I'm such a dad. They're like, you make this joke every year. And I'm like, tune. And I like dance to it. And they're like, stop. And I'm like, fucking bop. Fuck. Okay, so finally pick a breakfast. So it's cinnamon rolls, egg casserole, which I assume is an omelette. leftover ham croque madame. What?
Have you ever had that?
What the fuck
is
that?
It's a sandwich. It's a ham sandwich with an egg on top of it and béarnaise sauce or hollandaise sauce. Jesus. It's class. Do you want to go get some sometime?
Yeah. Where do they do
that? That does it.
I know a gaff that does it.
Drake's in town does it. It's really good.
Lovely. Or you can get eggnog French toast. Ew. Bacon, eggs and home fries, which are potatoes. Or cranberry scones.
The scones, I'd say.
Yeah, honestly, same.
Yeah. To be honest, everything else sounded woeful. Where am I spending Christmas, Sophie?
The United States.
Oh, no!
I'd say they didn't have an Irish Christmas, even though the Irish Christmas is obviously the best Christmas, not to be racist. So it's according
to be racist.
According to your favourite holiday foods, you belong in the US. Your holiday feast looks similar to a Thanksgiving table, which is not Christmas, BuzzFeed. Full of hearty meat main dishes and vegetable and potato side dishes.
Okay, so we've come to the end of this episode. Cheers. We cheers the mic there.
That's definitely going to hurt your ears, I'd say.
Sorry.
We have food on the way, so we're going to go because you don't think you want us to be like... We're going to do our own. We have our two gals, one pal Christmas staff dinner now. So thank you very much and a very happy Christmas to you all. I hope you have a good time with your families or whoever you're spending it with this year.
Look, lads, have a really good Christmas. But just remember, we might put up a little post about numbers that are like open on Christmas that you can call and stuff, because you don't need to be alone on Christmas, even if you do feel so.
Yeah.
Sending love and positivity. I hope Santa's good, and if he's not, Sophie will sort him out for you.
Fucking scared of that man. Used to be scared of him, now I'd beat him up any day. He's an old man. Osteoporosis.
Hell, osteoporosis.
That's going to be the name of my first son.
Osteo.
I'd beat him up, honestly, any day. I could crack his bones. Shove him down a chimney. Grant.
Love it. Happy Quimmas.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Before we go.
Surprise.
Song of the week is your Dutch Christmas song.
Oh, yeah, baby. I was going to be like Santa Baby Ariana Grande. Fuck that. Love you, Ari. Got tickets. Me and Kate did.
Oh, no, that's
next episode. we'll discuss that next episode. But, so, I found a song. And might I say, it is the best song that has ever been found in the world. And I need to explain how I found it. So, myself and my friend Orla, who were going to home for the night out, we went to an ATM. There was a man beside us. I recognised his accent in the middle of Amsterdam. And I was like, you're Irish. And he replied being like, yeah, you're Irish. And he said he recognised that I was Irish by my hair. Might I say, I'm not ginger, so I don't know how he done this. He brought us to a bar. He bought us pints. Was the nicest man. We met his partner, Keith and Val. Love you both. This is to you.
Love you both.
I hope you're listening.
Love you both.
You definitely aren't, but thank you. And in this bar, a beautiful Christmas song was playing called Christmas on the Dance Floor.
It's amazing.
Still don't know who it's by, but I found it. And it's the bop of the century. And
Christmas on the dance floor.
His name is Jared Joling.
Jared Joling.
And I'm not even going to lie. I don't care if we get copyrighted. The whole thing is going to play here.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ding ding.